You're listening to The Takeover, and it's Wednesday night on Life FM.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly Kay Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly Kay Naturopath joins us in the studio for another Wellness Wednesdays. Kelly, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How about you?
Yeah, doing well, thank you. Doing well, getting closer and closer to Christmas. What, like less than 2 weeks? No, 2.5 weeks to go now. So, it's getting there.
Before we know it.
That's it. And next week, you're actually going to join us for a special Christmas edition of Wellness Wednesdays, which I think is very timely and very important because we're going into the silly season, and it's called the silly season for a reason. We need to look after ourselves. So we're going to be discussing Christmas and all of that next week. And in fact, if you've got a question for Kelly that relates to Christmas, whether it's about, treating yourself and making sure that you look after yourself, diet-wise or stress-wise, all of that sort of thing, let us know. 0413 901 079. Tonight, though, for our second-to-last Wellness Wednesday of the year, we are discussing endometriosis. Very different to the Christmas topic, but I think that endometriosis, and we've touched on it very briefly, I think, throughout the year, is one of those things that it's so common. It affects so many women and their families, and it's something that I think still a lot of people don't actually fully understand, myself included. Like, I've heard about it, and I've been to a cabaret show that talked about it, and it was really interesting, but I still feel like there's a lot to learn about what endometriosis actually is. So we're going to unpack it tonight.
Yeah, we'll unpack what we do know about it.
Yep.
Obviously, the research is growing all the time, so hopefully we'll know a lot more in the coming years, but it is very common, like you mentioned. So 1 in 9 women experience endometriosis, and it can be extremely debilitating.
Yep.
It does often run in families, so often, you know, sisters or, you know, mum and daughter will tend to have it. And what it actually is when the lining of the uterus starts to grow lesions outside of the uterus. So it can grow on the outside of the uterus. It can grow on other organs in the surrounding areas as well. And I suppose in the past, it's thought to be a hormonal condition. And because it is a women's health condition, we kind of lump it in with, you know, it involves the hormones, which it does to a certain extent. But it's actually more so considered an inflammatory, a disease of inflammation and immune dysregulation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, those are sort of the areas that we want to tackle.
Yep.
And then in terms of, you know, how it might present itself, it usually will present with heavy periods and a lot of pain with that, often back pain, often can be before, during, or any time throughout the woman's cycle. So not the typical just pelvic cramps that most women might experience. Mm. And it can be quite severe.
Yep.
And it can often occur with severe fatigue, headaches as well. Changes in digestive function as well and bowel habits. So, and for some women it will be, you know, taking time off, you know, needing to take lots of time off work or school, or, you know, rearranging their social calendar because it is that bad that they just can't get out of bed.
It's really that's what we keep hearing, is that it is quite a debilitating disorder. And I think that even now there is this stigma perhaps associated with the endometriosis that it's just really bad period pain, but it's a lot more than that. It is actually quite a debilitating illness, really. Is there a cure? Is there a way that we can remove endometriosis?
So the conventional approach is usually surgery.
Okay.
Or hormonal replacement, so going on the contraceptive pill to try and manage the hormonal aspect to help with dampening down the symptoms.
Yep.
So it's a symptomatic approach, that one. Within the surgery, they will try and remove as many of the lesions as possible, and this can be quite life-changing for women. For some women, that improvement can then last a long time, and for other people, they have to go back for repeated surgeries, so over and over again.
Which in itself, I guess, is not ideal. Any type of surgery is not great if you can avoid it. Yeah.
No, that's right. And I suppose from my point of view, you know, from the naturopathic perspective and nutritional perspective, there is actually a lot we can do. As I said, we're talking about inflammation, we're talking about immune dysregulation, and as well as the hormonal imbalance side of things. And from that, if we can kind of tackle those underlying drivers, those underlying causes, we can really make a huge impact on the girl's quality of life. Help them manage their symptoms by addressing the underlying causes.
We're going to chat about that straight after this. We're actually going to take a quick break, come back and talk about some of the naturopathic treatments for endometriosis, but also for the fellas, you know, the guys who are maybe listening and thinking, oh, this doesn't apply to me. Well, it doesn't physically apply to you, but you probably will come across someone with those stats, 1 in 9 women. Probably come across someone, whether it's a sister or a friend or another family member who has endometriosis. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, just how you can generally support them as well. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Kelly Kay, naturopath, on Wellness Wednesdays. On The Takeover, you're on Life FM. I don't want to grow up. Tell me that.